This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. President Trump today signed an executive order ending his controversial policy of separating children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's not clear yet how these children will be reunited with their parents. In Dallas, city and community leaders gathered at City Hall to speak out about what's been happening along the border. Activists from across North Texas planned to head to South Texas on Saturday to protest. Domingo Garcia is president of the Dallas chapter of the League of United Latin American Citizens. He says they'll join others from across the state.
From San Antonio, from Corpus Christi, from Laredo, Houston, we're all going to McAllen, Texas, to the McAllen-Ursuline Detention Center where children are being kept.
Garcia says activists will travel by bus and visit three detention centers along the border. One of those people who will join him is Reverend Peter Johnson, a longtime civil rights leader and member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
All I have seen in these 73 years have not offended me as much as this has offended me.
Amen.
I've seen insides of more than 100 jails. I have never seen nothing as offensive and disgraceful and unchristian-like as this is.
Amen.
We must go to the valley and stand up for children who cannot stand up for themselves.
The speakers represented a diverse cross-section of North Texas, Latino, Black, White, Christian, and Muslim. While they spoke, news broke that President Trump would sign an executive order to stop the separation of families. Omar Suleiman with Faith Forward Dallas said changing the policy wouldn't be enough, considering the Trump administration's stance toward immigrants and refugees.
You can't just say that we're going to stop putting people in concentration camps. What about those that have already been put in concentration camps? You can't just say that we're going to stop detaining people in airports. What about our disgraceful record on refugees?
In North Texas, some officials are offering to help house immigrant families who've been detained along the border. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins has said some buildings, like schools, could be converted to shelters. And in Fort Worth, the Catholic Diocese says it has placed some immigrant children in its facility run by Catholic Charities. Stella Chavez, KERA News.